right, before we get to issues, etc., soundbite of the week, we always like to pick a blog post from, I don't know, the internet? Is that what they're calling it nowadays? We go reread these blogs. We can't read them all. So one thing we like to do is pick one blog post out, and Jeff picks one, I pick mine.
Hey, Todd. The minute we play that first one on the blog, you should see Jeff out here. He's dancing like a 13-year-old girl.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. I saw some movement there that I found visually disturbing. I'm trying to erase it from my memory.
Not true, folks. I already said,
in the previous incarnation of the show, Jeff was banned from singing. And I'm going to have to issue an executive order that he also cannot dance.
No argument on this, on the latter part, though.
All right. Good. But still no singing. What we do is we read these blog posts, and Jeff picks one, I pick one, and then we share a part of them with you, and we give you a link to the blog post that we thought was remarkable from this week's blogosphere on our website, issuesztc.org. If you want your blog or a post on your blog to be available to us and also to be eligible to be the Issues Etc. blog of the week, all you need to do is go to our website, issuesztc.org. What page is it again, Jeff?
It's on your screen.
Oh, promote. Yeah. Go to promote page. It's right there at the top. Click on that and you'll find what's called a widget and a very clear set of instructions on how to get that widget from our website to your blog. Then email us at talkback@issuesztc.org and we'll read your blog and we'll consider it. What's your pick, Jeff?
All right. This is a website I've been intrigued with for weeks. It's called Concordian Sisters of Perpetual Parturition.
He can't stop talking about it.
I don't even understand half the stuff I read in this blog, but I love it, and I'm like drawn to it regularly, and I don't even understand. But this was a really good blog post. I have to get my dictionary out to
These are smart ladies.
Yeah. Commands and promises. Lots of people argue that be fruitful and multiply doesn't mean keep that uterus occupied until it falls out on its own. Wow, thanks for being so understanding. Okay, positive commands can be hard to quantify. Or wait, do we really think that? Do we ever argue about whether the Great Commission is command or promise? Is a faithful as a pastor faithful if he says upon being installed at a parish, my congregation and I will go into all the world once we've had some time together to get to know each other? Can he say, my ministry has been fruitful, I'm going to focus on the disciples I have and not baptize and teach anymore? In this ablazing day and age, you'd get tarred and feathered for saying that pastors in the parishes to which they are wed should pace themselves when it comes to the Great Commission. Not make more disciples than that they can handle. Have some fun together before they get down to the serious business of evangelism. Go easy on an overextended and underhanded congregation. We all know the cost of discipleship is high, and this includes the startup fees. But the costs don't excuse us from it. So why does any Christian give another guff for making disciples the old-fashioned way? Does our theology and practice of Matthew 28:19-20 tell us anything about Genesis 1-28? That's my pick for Issues Etc. blog of the week, the Concordia Sisters of Perpetual Parturition. And it's a great point. We've talked about this in the show. Why the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod's ablaze outreach program? Why is there no emphasis on the fact that Lutherans are having babies at an alarmingly lower rate than they did 40 or 50 years ago.
As like the general population, not even at replacement levels. Not even replacement levels. Of course, I'm one to talk. I got two kids, but at least we've replaced ourselves. We're trying to supplement the population with cats and dogs, apparently, in the Wilkin House. Matters over which I appear to have no control. My Issues Etc. pick for blog of the week actually comes from a blog known as Raspberries Rez. I won't try to explain it. He explains it better than I could. We'll post it at our website, issuesztc.org. And it's actually nothing that the author of this blog has written, but a quote that he brings forward from one of my favorite books, Dietrich Bonhoeffer's Life Together, talking about how Christ builds the church. It is not we who build, Christ builds the church. No man builds the church, but Christ alone. Whoever is minded to build the church is surely well on the way to destroying it. For he will build a temple to idols without wishing or knowing it. We must confess. He builds. We must proclaim. He builds. We must pray to him that he may build. That's just a taste. There's more there at this blog site, and we'll post both of our blog picks for this week at our website, issuesztc.org.